Communications proudly presents
VOF, the Voices of Fandom.
Tape number two. Hi there, fans, this is Dave Herring, and welcome to the second, and I fear the last edition of The Voices of Fandom. Unfortunately, with all the other work I have to do for Comic Fandom, my own magazine, Odd especially, I will not be able to keep up the pace that is necessary to publish this tape fanzine. But if any of you would still like to tape spawn with me on an individual basis, you may do so. I don't promise I'll answer every tape immediately, but I will try to answer each and every tape that you might send me with my own personal comments, but I'm afraid I'll no longer be able to edit all your comments together on one mass tape like this. But Voices of Fandom is not dead yet. We've got one tape to go, and here it is. And on this tape, you'll be hearing the voices of these fans. I'll let them introduce themselves.
This is Marvin Wolfman.
This is Bruce Cardozo.
Hello out there in fandom. My name is Howard Brenner.
My name is Jeff Gelb, and together we form the Brenner-Gelb team.
Hello out there in fandom land. This is Bob Griffel Jr.
This is Burton Stein speaking from Rochester, New York.
This is Tom McGeehan of the House of Info speaking.
This is John McGeehan of the self-named House of Info speaking.
My name is Tom Duggan.
And to start off this tape, we'll have comments about our last tape. Here is Marv Wolfman.
Readers, this is Marvin Wolfman. And I have a protest to launch. David Herring, who I am accusing of being deceitful and lying, and a thief, has altered my voice. So when you heard it on your track, on your tape recorder the last time, on Voice of Fandom, I sounded like a complete imbecile. I am not a complete imbecile. I'm only a part imbecile. Aside from that, Dave went through hundreds of tapes that we've communicated with, and I've taken all my stuttering, my and put them all on one tape. Not only that, he is up to pitch of my voice. I sound like this.
Not like this, because this is the way I really don't sound like this, you see. And he made me sound like,
I really don't sound like that. So, for this deceitful thing and making my grammar completely off, what he probably did, was check through all the tapes and take all the bad grammar, put them all together. Now, I don't know what he has against my family by taking the bad grammar and putting them all together, but aside from that, now, I am challenging David Herring of Natick, Massachusetts, to a duel in the sun at high noon. And if David Herring knows what's good for him, he will meet me. I am flying to Natick, Massachusetts this afternoon, and I intend to duel with him for his deceitful and destroying image of Marvin Wolfman, who I am, happen to be, also. Okay, David, you can turn off this tape. The fans do not have to hear the rest. Dave, turn off the tape, okay.
Okay, Dave, you didn't turn off the tape.
This is not, that voice was not Marvin Wolfman. This is Marvin Wolfman. Dave, turn off the tape.
Dave, please turn off the tape. Dave.
Attention, readers. That was not Marvin Wolfman on that tape. Dave, turn off that tape.
Okay, Marv, I turn off the tape. And now here are the Brenner-Gelb team with their views of VOF tape number one.
It was really great. Our congratulations go out to you. I know it must have taken a long time to splice all these tapes together and get a perfect copy, as you certainly did do, and we're really, our hats are off to you. Of course, we're not wearing hats, but that's besides the point.
And we certainly must congratulate you on going through it. I know of a lot of people that certainly would have a lot to talk about, saying that they're going to start it, but I think you're one of the few people who would really go through with it. And of course, this is only in comparison to Odd Magazine. Anybody who can put out a magazine of such high quality most of the time would probably do a great job with these tapes. And also, it's a credit to your two fine recorders, and I hope that someday I'll be able to do the same.
Thank you very much, Hal and Jeff, but I wonder what you're going to think of me now that I'm going to discontinue The Voices of Fandom, huh? And now here's Bruce Cardozo with his opinions of VOF number one.
Dave, I liked the way you arranged everything. Very professional job in editing. I know you must have had a big job with all those tapes laying around. And the comments were interesting to hear. And I liked all of the things in the zine, and I'm looking forward to the next issue.
And now, here are the VOF correspondents with their comments on... First, Tom Duggan.
I believe that the Batman TV show is really wild. I really enjoy the show a lot, even if they are doing reruns right now. They do them in the true Batman tradition in the comic books, although it is kind of corny in some sections. And I'm sure you'll say the same thing, Dave, but... And even you fans out there would probably say the same thing, but... I believe that it is one of the best TV shows on right now.
Thanks, Tom, for the comments. But I think you better get your tape recorder looked at or something, because your tape sounds mighty peculiar to me. And now here's Tom McGeehan with his Batman comments.
I'm yourself, I'm taping all of the Batman shows. We have a car set, luckily, which helps out on Batman a lot as far as I'm concerned. I think the car on Batman is good, the villains are excellent, but I don't like the dialogue, Batman doing the Batusi, and Robin certainly doesn't have to go around blessing everything from anchovies to zebras. But the Batman show is going over big, which is the main thing, I guess. Maybe if they would have used less hoys and better dialogue, it might not have gone over at all. So all in all, I would say Batman could have been a lot better. But on the other hand, it could have been a lot worse. This is just my opinion, of course. I know DC sure must be enjoying the back credits. The royalties from all the merchandise alone must be tremendous. I read where they've licensed over 1,000 different Batman items. Also, the sale of Batman comics must really be increasing.
Thank you, Tom. And now here's John McGeehan with his Batman comments.
I think that the Batman TV show is great, considering that it was produced for Nielsen's 1,100 viewers and not for us Batmanians. One must remember that Bats and Batty worked under such handicaps as having to complete the case from start to finish in 40-some minutes, have to bear artificial climaxes injected before each commercial so the viewer will sit through it rather than dash out for something and chance missing the next scene, and have to endure capture and escape each week without the latter appearing too far-fetched. I prefer an obnoxious Robin to a Riddleworth Fauntleroy type, and puns, wisecracks, and riddle solving to straight dialogue at all times. I do get fed up at times with everyone overacting, the constant use of cliches, the quick refusal to unmask the dynamic duo, and each side's refusal to wipe the other out when they have the chance. But down deep, I realize that even a villain has to be saved for another show, and that no principal good guy or gal in the series gets bumped off, and that the overplaying of their roles, the use of visual sound effects, the raw intelligence or stupidity of the police force, and everything else that most fans deplore are the very things that make the show a smash hit with the public and, more important, Nielsen's 1,100.
And now here are a few more choice comments on Batman from Bob Griffith Jr.
The show has improved greatly since last time, and I agree with Marty that Riddler is the best villain on there, although I like the Catwoman also. It looks, in fact, I'm sure it will be on TV next year. I think everyone will get a great deal of pleasure out of it. And there's just so many wonderful things going on with the Batman program being the starting of it. There is just so many wonderful things going on with Batman. And it looks like he's paving the way for the others. I sure am glad about it all.
And now here are the VOF correspondents with comic comments. And here is Tom Duggan, his noisy tape recorder or tape, and all, to speak about comics in general.
Kids in my school are starting to degrade comics quite a bit. They said that comics are for babies. Now, I'd like to say that they are very, very wrong. Because, in defense of comics, and seriously, I would say that comics are about the greatest form of reading media for the youngsters and the young at heart in the whole world. It's probably one of the only things you can get in great quantity. Comic books, I think, are the greatest medium in the world today, and I salute them.
Here's Bob Griffith Jr. to talk a bit about Marvel Comics.
Marvel Comics used to be the best in the business. I'm not sure if I can make that statement safely now. A lot of DC's comics have come up greatly. Either that, or it might be that, as I felt sometimes, Marvel is going down, down, down. In the beginning, as Marv Wolfman said, Stan had nothing to lose, but now he does, and the stories are becoming worse with every issue, especially the Fantastic Four. I don't think it will be voted the best comic magazine for any year for a while until it improves. His characters have changed immensely since the first few issues, and they fight villains that are too powerful for them to defeat, I think.
And now, direct from our newsroom, it's time for B.O.F. News. Here's a report from one of our B.O.F. News Rochester correspondents, Burton Stein. Here's his report on the new Signet Batman paperback.
The new Signet edition featuring old Batman stories reprinted in black and white, including the legend of the Batman, who he is and how he came to be. From 1940, I believe.
And, as you probably already know, in addition to the Batman paperback, there have been recently published two other superhero paperback editions, one devoted to Spider-Man and one devoted to the Fantastic Four. And now a report from another of our VOF news correspondents, Howard Brenner. He's going to be giving us information about some of the new TV shows we can be looking forward to seeing this fall.
The Green Hornet is the only superhero listed on the schedule. He'll be on ABC Fridays at 7:30. For science fiction fans, there'll be Time Tunnel Fridays at 8 o'clock on ABC, Mission Impossible Saturdays 9 o'clock on CBS, Star Trek Thursdays at 8:30 on NBC. For spy fans, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Get Smart will be back along with The Man Who Never Was, Wednesdays at 9 on ABC.
The Green Hairnet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public dandruff that tries to destroy our heritage. With his faithful manicurist Arnold, Brute Road, dashing Muncie, Indiana playboy hairstylist, matches his wit with the underworld, beating the brush for criminals and racketeers and rooting them out with a fine-tooth comb. The Green Hairnet strikes again!
You may remember on the last tape, I mentioned an album called Sunday Morning with the Comics. Before we go on to the next side and more VOF news, I thought you might like to hear a little bit of it, and this is one of the cuts from that album. And since we're going to be hearing a lot about Green Hornet next season, I thought you might like to hear a parody of Green Hairnet, the Green Hairnet, that is. And, of course, the album has a lot of other things on it, just like this, and I recommend it highly. But now, for more VOF, please turn over the tape at the signal. Welcome to VOF Tape 2, Side 2. And now to continue with VOF News. Not too long ago, the Batman serial was released for public consumption in the movie theaters, and many of you saw it when it was released. But just recently another serial was released for movies, and this time they ran all the chapters of the Captain Marvel serial together. I don't know if this was run around the country or not, but it was run in New York, and we had two VOF correspondents who saw the serial, and they are here to file their reports. Both VOF News New York correspondents. First, the report from Bruce Cardozo.
I recently saw the Captain Marvel serial. It has been released. If there's anything you should see this one. Because when I saw this Captain Marvel serial, boy, that was really something. Those flying effects. It's the best serial or movie I've ever seen in my life. This is Bruce Cardozo, VOF News, New York.
And with some more information about the Captain Marvel serial, here is Marv Wolfman.
Ever since Batman came back in serial form last December and was distributed around the country, we've been waiting for new superheroes to make their debut in serials. The Captain Marvel serial has just been released and is playing right now in Manhattan at the Translux Theater. It is 12 chapters long and takes a little over 3.5 hours. The scenes are excellent and the flying is fantastic. If it is possible for you to go there, I suggest you do. I have not seen the entire film as yet, but I have seen parts from it, so I can say what I have just done. Huh? Anyway, I shall be going to the show this Saturday with Ryan Fracken, Len Wein, and several other members of fandom. And if any of you have a chance to see the Captain Marvel serial, I am sure that you'll enjoy it. This has been Marvin Wolfman, VOF News, for Schlugen in New York. Take it away, Dave.
And for our final bit of news, we'll have our New York correspondents, Marv Wolfman and Bruce Cardozo, talk about the play that started on Broadway not too long ago. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Here is Bruce Cardozo with his comments about that play.
This play was really something. They had a beautiful drawing of Superman, a giant-sized one, displayed. It was sort of like a newspaper. This was about 15 feet by 15 feet, and then they had people standing in front of it. And they showed part of the old serial, the Superman serial. I don't know what year is it from, but when this professor wanted to learn more about Superman, they showed him, Lois Lane showed him this sort of like a newsreel that was shown in the schools, but really the newsreels was taken from the serials, and that was really fantastic. The whole thing is shown. They actually showed a movie there, coming from Krypton and everything exploding, and it was really something. And his arrival on Earth and the orphanage and the works.
And now here's Marv Wolfman with some more information about the Superman Broadway show.
Hello fans, this is Marvin Wolfman here with some information on the Superman Broadway show. Just last week I went to see the show with Ron Fracken, Len Wein, and several other members of fandom. We went up to the Alvin Theater in Manhattan and we saw one of the funniest shows on Broadway today. The show took over 2 hours, about 2.5 hours, if not more. We didn't time it exactly. With Bob Holliday as Superman. The plot centered around two different villains who were trying to destroy Superman. One, the gossip columnist trying to discover his identity. And the other, a mad professor from MIT, Metropolis Institute of Technology, trying to destroy Superman. The play was a riot. Very, very funny. The music was very good, and the Superman theme song called It's Superman, naturally, was excellent and very catchy. The two villains were very well done, and after the show we went and got their autographs, so we accomplished that. The costume in the show was quite good, and it's very interesting to watch. Plus, you usually don't see the costume of color unless you have a color TV set or in live, like at the stage. There's a scene in the second act called Meanwhile that takes place
in sort of a comic book page with all the different panels, and it was very, very cleverly done. The scenery is fantastic. I have never seen scenery that can beat that, and if it's possible to get into Manhattan, I suggest that you do so as soon as possible and get tickets to see It's Superman, for I am sure that you'll enjoy it.
Marv Wolfman, VOF News for Schlugener, New York.
Yes, Marv, it does sound like it'll be a good play. If I ever get into New York in the near future, I'll try to see it, and I hope that you other listeners will also try to see it. And with VOF News, we conclude VOF tape number 2. I must apologize for some of the news that perhaps sounded like it was a bit old, but because of the difficulties that I mentioned before, it was hard to get this thing together, and I won't be able to do it anymore, so that's that. And now let's see, we have a little tape left, and I really don't know what to do here. Oh, the phone seems to ring. I'll answer that and see who... Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Yeah? Is this Dave Herring? I just heard you say that you didn't know what to do on the tape. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the Rat Man satire?
Oh, yeah,
you
okay.
Want to do, huh?
Okay, I'll tell them about the Rat Man satire. Thank you for calling.
Well, it was my privilege. So long.
Yes. I don't know who that girl was on the phone, but she was right. I am planning to make a satire of Batman for taping. Although you won't be able to hear any more Voices of Fandom tapes, you will be able to hear a satire of Ratman if you want to. I wrote the script for this sort of radio show type program. It will have a lot of sound effects and background music and things, and I think it should be quite enjoyable. I will be doing many of the voices on the tape, and also many of the guest villains will be played by many of my tape correspondents. If you want a copy of this tape, which is bound to be historic, please send me a 3-inch reel of tape with return postage, and you'll get a copy. Yes, Ratman, featuring these guest villains. The Punster, played by Marv Wolfman.
I made a slight change of plans, dear Conrads. I've tipped off the cops to our plans. That egomaniac Ratman is bound to arrive any minute. Then we can do what all the greatest villains in goddamn city have failed to do. Kill Ratman!
Thinkface, played by Jeff Gelb, and the Jester, played by Howard Brenner.
All right, Jester, I'll team up with you this time. Not because I need you to commit my crimes, but together we might be able to destroy our arch enemies, Ratman and Rodent.
Well said, my rubber-faced friend. Together we'll be unstoppable, the true leaders of the underworld.
The Pelican, played by Bruce Cardozo.
Ha 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 ha! My arch enemy is engaged in battle. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. Come, my Long Beach friends. While Ratman is busy with the Punster, he will not be able to anticipate an attack from behind. Ha 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 ha! I've long awaited this moment, the moment when I will kill Ratman.
There'll also be a number of other villains, too. In addition, of course, to Ratman and Rodent, both played by Dave Herring.
Holy Aggies, Wayne! Aren't we a little old to be shooting marbles?
Come now, Dick. The precision and dexterity required to be a champion marble shooter is also necessary for champion crime fighting. Shooting marbles keeps us in tip-top condition.
Golly gee whiz, Wayne, I see you're right, as usual.
Yes, Ratman, a special tape you won't want to miss. And for you Secret Agent fans, if you'd like a spoof of Thunderball that I made a while ago, you can send me a tape for that too. The title is Blunderball, and it stars James Crumbun. You know, he's the fellow that is.
All right, men. Sorry about that, Chief. And like that.
Well, as Voices of Fandom tape number 2 comes to a close, I guess it's time for me to say a few words of thanks to all the correspondents who sent in their information that made this tape zine what it was, even if it lasted a very short time, and I'm grateful to them and to the patience they showed in waiting for each tape to come out. I do hope you enjoy this tape, and if you send for any of my other special tape things, I hope you enjoy them also. But before I say goodbye, there's one more advertisement I'd like to make, and that is for Odd Number 12. I know many of you are Odd readers, but perhaps there's one or two of you who are not. And if not, why not get on a good thing while it lasts? Odd Number 12 looked like it's going to be the last issue of Odd, and in the Odd tradition, we'll go down in a flame of glory. By the way, it's not going to be the last issue because I can't sell it or anything like that, but because of time, consumption involved in each issue, and it may not be the last issue. I'm just going to suspend publication indefinitely and see how things go from here on and see if I will be able to or am willing to publish it in the future. In case you don't know what Odd is, it's a humor magazine devoted mostly to parodies of superheroes, TV shows, etc. Odd Number 12 is going to be all photo offset, as I've said earlier, and we've been working on it for quite some time now. I've already finished illustrating one story for it called How to Get Lost in Space Without Really Trying, or How to Steal an Idea from a Comic Book Without Getting Caught, written by Marv Wolfman, and I use a special craft tin board to illustrate it, and I think it should look very good in photo offset and well worth the 35 cents. The issue will also include a story by my brother Steve Herring called The Count, which is a satire of Count Dracula, and that should be quite enjoyable too. And of course, we're going to have a Ratman story in this as well, in this issue of Odd, as well as on tape. And this one was written by a writer for Sick Magazine called, his name is Calvin Castine, and I added a few things here and there to it also. And hopefully it will be illustrated by that marvelous satire artist, Jim Gardner, but that's not definite yet. And there'll be other things like Happiness is a Pair of Long Johns, a series of happinesses and misery is things that were written by Marv Wolfman and are illustrated by Jay Kinney that I think you'll enjoy. Be covers and one-page cartoons and a lot of other things, and I think it's going to be quite an excellent issue, and I advise you to send your 35 cents into me right away so I'll reserve a copy for you when it comes off hot off the presses. In the next few months, we'd like to get it completed before too long a time has passed, hopefully during the summer, July or August, hopefully in July. Thanks again for your interest in Voices of Fandom, and I must say a tearful so long for VOF, since this is to be our last edition. But remember what I said earlier, if you still want to tape spawn with me, you're welcome to do so, and I'll try to answer your tapes with my own personal comments. And if you want to hear Ratman, of course, I'll be glad to record it for you. So long now from Dave Herring and everybody here at Herring Brothers Publications, and on behalf of all the VOF tape correspondents. Goodbye now.